Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
It's Braves pregame daily for Thursday morning, July 29th, 2021. Kevin and Chris here with you. Braves coming off a 2-1 loss last night at Citi Field. And Chris, we've talked about this, getting strong pitching performances and not being able to capitalize on them. Well, Max Fried certainly did his job and then some last night. Gives you an opportunity. Unfortunately, the offense just could not get anything going with runners in scoring position, 1-for-10 in last night's loss.
Bad number. And again, another day off the calendar, another game back from New York. The opportunities you've presented to yourself because you're starting pitching, bullpen, no problem last night. You didn't come up with the hit you needed. You didn't come up, in my opinion, with a fundamental play that you needed. You know, I know the Ron Washington part of this became a very hot thing on social media last night. What's he doing sending them? Damned if you do, damned if you don't. The problem is, when you have that type of game, you've got to try to create. I don't have a problem trying to make a guy make a throw. I don't.
Yep.
I think the game probably has been lacking that every bit as much as it's been lacking other fundamentals. I don't think guys throw very well. So I'm going to take a shot because I have not, in a given night, not the night before where you put 12 runs up, the night you're playing that game, you haven't done enough to warrant the idea that you're ready to break out at any point. So I'm playing for one at that point. It didn't work. I don't like the idea of no bunt. I don't scream at my TV anymore. I'm nonplussed by this team. Good days, the bad days, they are what they are. They're all separate entities. But it just felt like the opportunity was there to play differently. Just play it differently. Mm-hmm. And I know they say, well, you're giving up an out. I think the biggest problem is, and here's where I think, Kevin, the problem lies. I think they're afraid that you're going to have two strikes on you when you unsuccessfully try to lay down a bunt twice, and then all of a sudden you're hitting in a hole. Here's my answer to that. Guys are hitting in a hole all night long in this game. What's the difference at that point? I'm a wild pitch away. I'm something happening, a dribbler. A ground ball to the right side can score a guy in a moment like that if he takes a good break off third. So I disagree vehemently with what I didn't see last night.
Well, and I'm with you on that one. Or, you know, and I said this morning, you know, just little things that you used to see in the game that, and again, there are some guys who do it well. Freddie Freeman's an example of this. A runner on second, what does he do? He'll pull a ground ball to the second baseman to get that runner over. But that's also a lost art as well. Just shortening up, doing something, you know, to put the ball in play to the right side, a ground ball to the first baseman, just something to get that runner over to third with one out in the inning. And then you have a chance that a sac fly, like you said, a wild pitch, anything can happen where you can still score the run without the benefit of another hit. So it's just, I know there's a lot of baseball purists that are upset about the lack of a bunt, but I'll say this, Chris, it's not just the Braves. There's 29 other teams out there that would have attacked that the same exact way. It's just bunting has become such a lost art in this game. I understand why people are upset about it.
Here's my counter.
It's changed so much.
Here's my counter. It's not about being a purist or not anymore. It's not.
Yeah.
That game is gone. Game's got a DH, no more purist. The game's got this, no more purist. Strikeouts are this, no more purist. So it's not about purism. Here's my problem. They treat people like they're 325 hitters. This is not Tony Gwynn and Wade Boggs that I'm asking to do something. I've got 230 hitters. 230, 220. You're not asking them to lay down a bunt because you're afraid you're not going to get it down. Uh-oh, my 230 hitter's got two strikes on him. It doesn't matter. He's a 230 hitter. One strike, two strikes, what's the difference? Yeah. Everybody seems to be treated like they're a guy who could slap it the other way whenever it is they want. They're not. There aren't a lot of those guys, and they certainly don't have them in the bottom of the order for this team. What a waste of a leadoff double. Now, again, I ain't cranky pants guy because that game last night was going to play out the way it was. You didn't do enough fundamentally to win that baseball game. There's no anger in that. There really isn't. Like, there's frustration in that, but there's no anger because this is the infamous, I've seen this enough. This is not a version of this team that wins one-run games. This is not a version of this team that really is mounted comebacks. This is not a team that says, we're down, don't worry about it. If they're down, the problem seems to be the bullpen makes you a little bit more down or you don't come up with the offense. So I think the idea of purism is gone. When I look at guys that you're asking still not to bunt, you're asking guys that can't hit with no strikes, one strike, or two strikes, not to, and I don't want to hear about giving up an out. Because I'll grab the extra 90 feet and let's put pressure on you. Look, they made a great throw last night.
Yeah.
Pressure was put on them in a given moment, and they played it well. I'd like to put pressure on people a little bit more often in this game, not less often.
Yeah, I'm with you. And again, it's unfortunate because what have we talked about? The bottom of the order needs to come up. And what do they do? Abraham Almonte, of all guys, hits the ground rule double, part of a two-hit night for him last night. And again, unfortunately, a good throw by Conforto. I knew Conforto had a solid arm in the outfield. Did you know it was that solid, though? Did you know it was that accurate?
No, here's what I'm going to tell you. He's not making that play 7 out of 10 times. He's just not. And he made it. He made it on the time that he had to. And that's a good baseball play. Again, I'm not angry when somebody makes a good play. I'm angry that you set yourself up to have somebody make a good play against you by not squeezing them with something else. There could have been two moments. You could have asked a pitcher. Really, you could have asked a pitcher. Hold a guy on third. Because if it's a ground ball to the right side, you can't have him scoring at that point. You're going to play the infield in? Okay, let's find out if the pitcher's got some nuts. Let's see if he can throw strikes or not throw a 59-footer. I get frustrated when I think, and it's not about being my age, and it's not about, I remember when we used to bunt. I think I'm more sick of the idea that they treat everybody like they're Ted Williams, like they can do whatever it is they want with a bat. They're magicians. These are 325 hitters. Why would I have a 325 hitter bunt? That's not the case. And look, I'm not getting on Pablo Sandoval anymore. My die has been cast when it comes to the idea of this guy getting any more at-bats, more at-bats. The concept of their due, which I joked about last night on social media, I think I sent one or two things out all night. Somebody said, well, you know, you only need 360 feet of good baseball. That's the other thing. Before that inning started, they said 360 feet of good baseball. Nope. They didn't have 360 feet of good baseball. They didn't. They didn't have 360 feet of good baseball. And somebody said, well, it's the bottom of the lineup. What do you expect? I said, oh, wait, they're due. Like, tongue firmly through my cheek, because that's the only thing that you can really go with at this point.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it spoils another good performance from one of your starters, Max Fried. I mean, and I love the fact they let him go back out there. You know, when you look at where they were in the lineup in the seventh inning, they were at the bottom of the order, and they let him go back out there for the seventh. So I love the fact they did that. Look, he makes one mistake last night, and it's a solo home run to Brandon Drury. I can live with a solo homer in the seventh inning for a guy like Max Fried, who's up over 100 pitches. I didn't have any problem with them sending him back out there, because what have we said? Max Fried at over 100 pitches is better than anything you're going to swing open with that bullpen door in a seventh inning of a game like that.
Well, he was trying to erase what July was for him, which wasn't good. He did that last night. And giving up a solo home run, I don't care. Look, it wasn't Alonso. Oh, how do you give a home run up to that guy? Well, because the guy, he ate on a good pitch. No crime in giving up a run. I don't care how the run happens either, Kevin. Like, that's a one-run outing for a guy who gave you 100 pitches and absolutely not only kept you in the ballgame, gave you opportunities to win the ball game. So that was the other part. People said, how do you give up a home run to that guy? I don't know, because he's a professional baseball player. And by the way, the way the game is played now, go look around and see who's got 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 8 home runs. Guys like Drury, guys like him have 5 home runs, 6 home runs, will finish with 10 home runs during the year. Guys you've never heard of are hitting 10 home runs. Sometimes they get your guy. That's how they get 10.
See Abraham Almonte. He has 4 home runs for the Braves this season.
And he'll have 6 or he'll have 7, depending upon how many ABs he gets. Look, there's other news, and we'll do this later on. The Joey Gallo, it sounded like you were in on it, but then the Yankees, again, this is why you do the buy now price. Sometimes you have to go a tick above and say, if we do this now, put this in, is the conversation done? It happens with free agent dollars. It happens with trades. It looks like, again, if you believe what you read, Joey Gallo could have been. But then the Yankees, for whatever reason, Texas believes that's a better deal. I don't blame Texas. They don't owe us anything. They've got to go and do the deal that's going to keep their general manager employed at some point.
Exactly right. Yeah, it's I was a little surprised to see that that report come out late last night that the Yankees actually came in late and outbid both the Braves and the Blue Jays. So we'll see if that trade does get completed today. Big haul for the Rangers. And like you said, we'll talk about that more on the Ford Leadoff Show. All right, Chris, so if you're able to get out of New York today with a W, that means you gain a grand total of one game in the standings and you tear five games off your calendar. It sounds weird to say because we are still in July, but this was a series where you had to go in there and really rip off four wins, and the best you can do now is three. And again, ultimately, if that is the case, you're only able to make up one game in the standings. It's frustrating to know how many of these games that you dropped already, these two games you've lost, could have gone your way, and we could be talking about a complete flip-flop in the NL East standings, but unfortunately, we know that won't be the case now.
But you're losing two of five to a first-place team. So you're playing, like, I know that you're sort of aggravated by the idea that it might only be picking up one game. Win the game. Win the game, and I'm telling you this, Kevin, I'll take the opposite approach. Okay, wipe your brow. You took three of five. You picked up one game as opposed to what the alternative could be if you don't find a way to win today. It's a first-place team. If you were playing Miami, if you were playing, I don't know, Pittsburgh. And by the way, I'm not even telling you those are easy games for anybody right now with the Braves roster the way it's aligned, with the lineup the way it's aligned. But winning three to five from a first-place team, I'm not going to lose my mind over. You just have to find a way to win this one to actually have that be a fact. So pick up the one game, four games out as you head to August 1st, four games out as you head to the trade deadline. It's all doable. They're proving, by the way, the Mets proved in the first four games how beatable they are. They're screaming about how beatable they are. So I if it's four games, I'm going to say it. I'm actually okay with it because I know what the alternative could be. I can't play the if you would have. Oh, you could have won two more of these games. They didn't. That's not who the Braves are. This was not an anomaly game yesterday. It was not an anomaly, the game they lost 3 days ago. It's just not. It's not an anomaly. It's nothing goofy about this. This is what you are. Win the game today. Be down four. Get ready now to turn the calendar to August as you start. You know, you come back home and do everything you need to do over the next 3 days against Milwaukee. I'm willing to just turn the calendar page if it's four and be okay with it. If it's six, that's a different story. Hopefully we're not talking about that tomorrow.
Yeah, I hope you're right. I'm holding you to that, and hopefully the Braves can find a way to win today with the trade deadline coming up tomorrow. It should be a very active division. I think there could be some moving parts as early as today. Course, we'll keep an eye on what happens, not only with the Braves, but also around the Nationals and the Mets. And very curious to see how Washington may play this out. Obviously, they're dealing with a COVID issue. See if that affects them at the trade deadline. It doesn't sound like it will. But it's interesting timing as far as what they're looking to accomplish there as well. So you and I will have the Ford Leadoff Show at 10:55 this morning. So we'll get everyone ready for the series finale. Want to thank our friends at Grey Goose. I don't know about you, Chris. We've got a free night at home tonight. I'll be enjoying a couple of cocktails here this evening. Spend some time with the family. Enjoy a rare night at home. We haven't had any of these here lately. We've been playing a lot of night games lately. So want to thank Grey Goose and Grey Goose Essences for being part of our coverage all season long. And looking forward to just kicking up my feet, maybe watch a little MLB Network and enjoy a couple of Grey Goose cocktails. And if you haven't tried it, and I know there's a couple of folks, we've been getting a lot of great feedback from listeners on this show. I had somebody last weekend say, man, you guys were not lying. This is great stuff. I said, we wouldn't lie to you. So it's starting to spread. I think we're starting a trend here, Chris. We're ditching the red wine and we're moving on to good flavored vodka.
Oh, it's 94 degrees. Here's a bottle of red wine.
Oh, God.
Great to see you. Grey Goose, by the way, as good as it gets in the vodka business, been doing it a long time. Now they have the flavored vodkas. And remember, spring, summer, into the fall, certainly when the weather is like this, you're going to want to take advantage of calorie count, no carbs, no sugar, low calories, everything that you want in a product that you might want to drink, certainly late afternoon into the evening, all week long. And we also want to thank Hooters, of course, for being a part of this. Kevin, you and I will have a couple of appearances coming up. Can I give you a name on August 26th here in the Atlanta area?
Please.
1999 NLCS MVP Eddie Perez will be joining us at the end of August. Talked to Eddie yesterday. Very much looking forward to sitting down with Eddie, spending an hour with him, doing some radio locally. We'll give you guys details as it comes up, where we'll be, how you can stream it, how you can app it. Eddie Perez, one of the best. Eddie Perez will join us at the end. I've got something that I'm working on for a little bit earlier in August. I can't really tell you yet. Has not been secured, but I think we're going to have a pretty good two guys coming up to join us at Hooters in August. I want to thank Hooters for being a part of that and allowing us to go to the locations and actually get a chance to sit down with some former Braves. More details on that to come. But Eddie Perez on August 26th here in the Atlanta area will give you details on that. Again, that's courtesy of Hooters, who have been sponsoring this since day one this year. All right, Kevin, I will see you in a couple of hours. You and I will get together. We'll do a little Ford leadoff show. Don't forget, you can stream it. You can app it at 680 The Fan's app, and you can also listen to the game with Ben and Joe on the call as we finish up five games with the New York Mets this afternoon right here on Atlanta's flagship 680 The Fan.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.